Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
From Lexington, Kentucky, and yes, I remembered my name today.
That's good. You're improving. I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, March 18th, 2011, episode 95, sponsored today by our friends over at Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Well, you know, I was pretty good, but then when I noticed, when I checked the news, you know, before we went on today, wow, we gotta, you know, we have to send our prayers and our best out to everybody in Japan, and it looks like, you know, maybe Hawaii and California with the tsunami. So what news this morning, huh?
Oh my gosh, it's terribly sad. I mean, 300 to 400 people so far in Japan, and then, you know, coming across the Pacific. I've been watching the Hawaii news online, and they were supposed to get a massive tsunami at about 8:07 Eastern this morning. And as of right now, which is about an hour later, they still have not received. They said they got about 2 feet of rising water, but no big tsunami yet. So, you know, maybe someone upstairs is looking out after them, but we certainly send our thoughts and prayers and our hearts out to everybody in Japan and everybody who's been affected by this earthquake and tsunami. It's just an epic, epic tragedy that's going on right now. So, unfortunately, you know, we're thinking about you guys.
I noticed on the news too that in Japan there was a nuclear power plant that they're having issues with. They said there hasn't been a leak yet, but they're having cooling problems, and that's the same kind of problems that they had at Three Mile Island. Jennifer and I lived really close to there during that whole thing, so they're keeping an eye on that as well. Our thoughts and prayers to everybody over there. And we'll try and keep an eye on that also during the show this morning. I realize we're not a news show. That's not what we do. And you're watching CNN for much better coverage of that. So we're going to continue on doing what we do here best, which is, you know, talking about horses and being silly, because that's what we do. So we have a guest actually in the studio here in Lexington today. And you're going to recognize the voice of Jackie Baker from Regarding Horses. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey.
Jackie's actually visiting Lexington, and she's here with us in the studios this morning, actually in a different room. We're all three of us, Jennifer, Jackie, and I, are in different rooms, but it is so nice to have her here. She's spending the weekend. We're going to spend a little time at the Kentucky Horse Park, aren't we, Jackie?
We are. And it's a little chilly down here in Lexington this morning. I was kind of disappointed.
You've been expecting warmth and we have snow in the ground.
I was heading south. It was supposed to be getting warmer, not colder.
That didn't work.
I got to ask you. I got to ask you, Jackie. You are currently, are you staying in the house with Glennifer?
Yes, I am.
How's that working out for you? Where they got you sleeping?
Well, I am on the couch with the Beast, my little buddy, the cat. We had a good night, nice and warm and cuddly.
Okay, so you, clearly you're not as allergic to the Beast as I was when I stayed there.
Oh, no. Definitely not. The Beast and I are very good friends. I've been looking forward to coming to see him.
Yeah,
they actually get along.
Yeah, it's their cat that's about the size and hair length of a lion.
Oh, he's amazing. He's the best. And Jennifer and I have even been to the barn already this morning.
That's exciting. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, Jackie, are you there? You're there, and did I hear that you're currently riding a behind the scenes of the Horse Radio Network, Horses in the Morning, for your blog regarding horses?
Oh, I most definitely am. I'm going to let them in on all of your secrets.
Ah, great.
No.
And it was a great pre-show, too.
Yeah, seriously, there was more scrambling and cussing this morning, I think, than there has been in an entire week put together. So welcome. Glad you're here. Glad you're going to write about that.
Well, let's get to Jennifer and find out what's coming up on today's show.
Man, do I even know what's coming up on today's show? let's see here. This morning, we're going to be talking to Nicole Rivera from over there at the Kentucky Horse Park. Kind of get a little behind-the-scenes information about what's going on there this year in 2011 with all those spiffy new arenas and all the improvements they made, and also a little bit of what really goes on at the horse park that you don't get to see. It is 1,500 acres of craziness over there, so that should be a really fun conversation. And we also have our usual Friday Chronicle report, and once again, Megan the intern is going to be showing up, and hopefully she's got some good dirt for us.
All right. Thank you very much. A lot of fun stuff coming up on today's show. So let's get started with the first Daily Whinny. And this one goes out to our friend Darcy, we talk about, who's filled in and co-hosted on some of the shows here at times. And where we also keep our horse. Well, her boyfriend, Tony, last night totaled his Ford, Jamie. He drove his Ford pickup truck, pretty large one, almost brand new, had all the bells and whistles, at 70 miles an hour into a concrete barrier head on.
Now, Glenn, wait a minute. He didn't drive it into the barrier.
Okay.
He didn't take aim at the barrier.
Well, no, but the truck ended up head-on into the barrier, so he slipped. It was very slick here last night, and he slipped, and apparently it spun around and wrecked the back end in addition to the front end, and he ended up in the hospital for a little while. He's okay, banged up and bruised and going to be a little sore for a couple days, but you know what? I think any time you can hit a concrete barrier head-on at 70 miles an hour and walk away from it, that's a good day. So,
yeah. That's that's absolutely amazing. I mean, that's amazing. And, you know, thank God they were in just a giant truck as opposed to a little teeny car that might not have fared as well. So that's the benefit, people, of having a giant truck, okay? It's safer.
Well, if we had hit that with our little Toyota, we'd be dead. You know, there's no question about it. And, you know, thank God for airbags, too, because they all deployed, and those new trucks have airbags everywhere. So, so that's good. I think that's they ended up without a truck, but he's okay. So that's our Daily Whinny out to them, and we wish him a speedy recovery from that. And I think that we have another Daily Whinny today also. Here we go.
Well,
okay.
Glenn. Okay, what? It's my Daily Whinny. What are you going to say?
Well, I'm sorry. Jackie walked in taking our pictures, but when her phone gets close, we get an echo. So I had to tell her to leave the room. So I think that's what was happening with the echo here. So let's start over and do it. Okay, this is Jamie's Daily Whinny.
Now, Evelyn, who else can my Daily Winnie go out to except for Hit Play?
I don't have it. It's not here.
Zenyatta, Zenyatta, dee 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 dee. Zenyatta, Zenyatta, dee 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 dee. Okay, go.
Jennifer breaking out in tune. That's awesome. I mean, come on. Can my Daily Winnie go to anybody else besides Queen Zenyatta and, of course, her new best friend, Charles? Zenyatta was confirmed in full yesterday. She is 15 days along. And I just absolutely love the fact, and I'm going to try to find it right now, is that the Blood Horse does an article on Zenyatta being confirmed in full. And what do? They quote Zenyatta from her blog, which is like what I read every single day. They said, the 7-year-old mare was scanned early the morning of March 10th, after which her pregnancy was confirmed. And then they go, and the quote, this is the Blood Horse, like the most legitimate racing organization publication. From what I am told, everything looks fabulous and solid. The embryo looks to be a good size, so at this time everything is wonderful, said the website post, written as if told by Zenyatta. So even the Blood Horse is quoting Zenyatta herself. And then they go on to explain that the second scan is very important. If it's all perfect at that time, I'm pretty well on my way in pregnancy. 15 days is a little bit early, you know, to say everything's going to be good. She's going to have a baby in a certain amount of days. I mean, every woman knows that the first trimester is a touchy point. But congratulations. Will Farish's Lane Den Farm at Inversales. And, of course, we always have to congratulate Charles because he leads her around and he's in charge of stuff and he's hot. So there you go.
Well, you know, we've been promoting this. I put a little post up last night on Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. And we appreciate it there if you're putting comments in. And I noticed that Jackie is already blogging about covering us here. So we have, remember, Friday was the day of the announcement of the Equestrian Social Media Awards. The category that we were in, frickin' Liam, made us wait till last. It was the last category. You know, those Irish guys, I don't know. So he made us wait till last, and we're going to find out right now whether we won our category for the best newbie. So let's take a listen.
Category 15, Best Use of Social Media by a Newcomer Internationally.
In third place, we have Pony Pros.
In second place, we have Indiana Horse Rescue.
And in first place, a program that our very own Liam Killen has been interviewed on.
Horses in the Morning with Glenn the Geek and Jamie Jennings.
Hi, everybody. This is Glenn the Geek from Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. And I am here electronically with my co-host, Jamie Jennings.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for this awesome award. And thanks so much to the Equestrian Social Media Awards for putting this on and working so hard and making us a part of it. We really appreciate it.
And thanks to all our listeners, our fans, and thanks to our guests and our affiliates and our sponsors. We appreciate your support. And that's all. Keep it short. Have fun, everybody, and don't forget, 9 a.m. Eastern every morning, Monday through Friday, at horsesinthemorning.com.
Len.
We won!
We won, and you know what's really awesome is, first of all, like, I forgot to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank the Academy.
You forgot
and
to thank your mom, too.
I know. I forgot to thank my mom and the Academy and God. However, at the end of it, I think that they played the music over your speech. I think
they
you
did.
Went too long. And they totally, like, you. It was like you were on stage and you were thanking, you know, your second grade teacher, and your speech was going so long that they just ran the music right over you. Liam cut you off. That's
I know. I think he did. I think he did. We're going to have to talk to him about that. Well, wait a minute. Okay, Jennifer just told me that Liam is on the line. We can bust his chops in person. Hi, Liam.
Top of the morning to you.
Well, thank you for calling in. You must have been listening. You knew we were going to talk about this morning, didn't you?
We weren't cutting you off. We had to fade in the music somewhere.
Dude, they cut you off. They totally cut you off. You're like, I'd like to thank my second grade teacher, Miss Ethel, for teaching me how to count. And then I'd like to thank this lady that lived down the street that babysat me when I was four. And Liam's like,
I'd like
okay,
to thank my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
That was Liam, my American accent, by the way. Did you like it?
Yeah, you did that very well, I thought. Yeah, it was better than Jamie's Irish accent yesterday.
Oi, listen, Macy, I don't know what you're talking about. I do a great accent.
You sound like, I don't know, you sound like Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins.
That's hot. That's a good compliment.
But congratulations, guys. Well done.
Well, thank you, Liam. Thank you so much for all the effort you put in to do this. What fun. You guys seem to have a great time. By the way, we should mention the website where they can go watch the whole video of the other winners, too. We weren't the only ones.
Yeah, if people go to – it's probably the longest URL in the world. If they go to the EquestrianSocialMediaAwards.com, all five videos are on there. There's also – a list of all the finalists, the 181 very special people who got through to the finals in the first ever Equestrian Social Media Awards, so they can have a look and see who won and who else was shortlisted there.
Well, great. Well, Liam, you guys put a lot of work into this. I love the donkey farm. That was great.
Yeah, there's a clip in today's video where in each of the clips we're holding a glass of champagne. And in this one, the donkey seems determined to get some. It's hilarious. We have to just keep moving it away from his nose at all times.
You found a donkey that was a lush. There you go. only in Ireland, only in England and Ireland will you find that.
Well, you know, the animals are like their owners.
That's right. one of my favorite donkey pieces is that. I don't remember which video, which one it was. It might have been 2 and 3 or 3 and 4. The donkeys are in the background, and they're playing with the Wellington boots.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
There's so many outtakes from that one from that one scene where they were literally just causing absolute mayhem, throwing Wellingtons about the place. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
We're going to have you back on Monday to go over all of these awards, right? And we're going to have a lot of the people that won the awards. And, again, if you don't know what the donkeys we're talking about is that you guys did all the videos. Instead of, like, having a large crowd or a red carpet behind you, you had mini donkeys. Everybody should go watch these videos, Equestrian Social Media Awards. Get brushed up on everything because we're going to talk to a lot of the winners come Monday morning, and I'm super excited to do that. And we won! Oh, my God! Oh, my God, I'm crying. I'd like to thank my mom. And I'd like to thank – I gave 110% the whole time. Wait, I should do it in an English accent. Okay, matey, I'd like to thank everybody I know for giving
me this really
award.
Oh, that's really bad.
Try your Irish. Your Irish / Australian / New Zealand.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it sounds like.
it should be an awesome show, though.
We should leave Liam and Rhea to the Irish accents. That would be their job, I think.
I never said I could do one. You guys busted my chops yesterday. And
watch all the videos and practice Rhea's accent, because Rhea has a beautiful English accent.
Watch all the videos and practice the accent so she's got a great one.
She sounds like she's at a bad Renaissance fair. That's what she sounds like.
Listen, we won!
Yay, well done!
Well, Liam, I'm gonna give you a call after the show today, and we'll chat a little bit about Monday and get all the details worked out. I know Jennifer is working on getting as many of the winners on this show as we can, so expect Monday to be pretty much a free for all. We're hoping to get 8-10 of the winners on if we can. So it's gonna be a lot of guests on Monday's show, and both of you are gonna be with us, right?
Yes, myself and the lovely Rhea, my sidekick, will both be on.
Well, that's good, because we got to get some beauty on this show from over there, too. So,
because he doesn't have any here in the doghouse again.
I didn't say that. I didn't say I said from over there. I was trying to insult Liam, see? Let me clarify that.
Well, no, I will say yes. On the beauty stakes, Rhea beats me hands down.
Although you look pretty dapper in your tuxedo and your jeans.
Thank you very much. James Bond-esque.
Well, Liam, thank you so much. You have a great weekend, and thank you for putting it on. Everybody can check it out. You can find their Facebook page, too. Just search for Equestrian Social Media Awards, and you'll find everybody's been thanking you. And you know what? We have the Chronicle Report on Fridays from the Chronicle of the Horse, and they won an award, too. So they're going to be on a little bit later today.
Fantastic. Yes, they won Best Use of Social Media by a Magazine in the International section.
Yeah, so we're excited that they're going to be on with us today. Two award winners on the show, actually three, because, Liam, you win an award for putting this thing on in the first place.
Oh. It's been super fun. We don't need an award.
Okay, Liam, thanks. We'll talk to you Monday.
Have a great weekend. See you. Bye.
Send us our winning check. We'll be waiting for it in the mail.
Yeah, what do we get anyway? William Fox Pitt was putting up 100,000 pounds, so that would be good.
That's what I heard. We'll get our share of that. I think it's great. That's nice of William. I appreciate it. And Glenn, us voting for ourselves 2,000 times actually worked, man. We got through.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe he let us do that. Well, that's fun. And thank you to all of our listeners who obviously went in and voted. And we want to also congratulate the firms that came in second and third there. So there was a rescue out of Indiana, I believe. So maybe next week sometime we'll get them on and talk to them about what they do. And thank you to everybody
good.
That's congratulating us on Facebook. We appreciate that as well. Well, that was fun. Now what? Now what do we do?
Hey,
tonight.
Zenyatta's pregnant.
I forgot. You know, I tried to upload the Zenyatta song for you, and it just didn't work. It's not there. You know, I tried it even a second time. Oh, wait a minute.
Yay!
There was no telling what was to be. They say they sold ship number 703. Not too bad looking, little bit furry. She'll do for someone who's not in a hurry. Destiny smiled on that street cry daughter. She grew up and became Zenyatta. Everybody watched when she spread her wings.
All right, I'll do the chorus one.
The queen of the sport of kings.
Zenyatta,
you feel the crowd swell. Zenyatta, Zenyatta, you hear the crowd yell. Zenyatta, Zenyatta, it's everyone says. We love you, Zenyatta, and good luck today.
Is that what you were looking for?
That's what I was looking for. Now all you suckers are going to have that in your head all day long, okay? You cannot get around having that entire song stuck in your brain. It's like clean it all.
Hey, Jackie, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good. Did you write that we won? Is that the headline?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. I've got to make sure you write this blog post correctly. Do we get editing rights over this blog post you're writing about us?
No, you definitely don't. Try.
Well, should we say goodbye to Jackie then?
Can't send me home.
Bye, Jackie. Go enjoy your hotel.
Yeah. No beasts at a hotel. You know, I want to remind everybody about tonight. There's another live show, first time we're ever doing this, and I just talked to Chris before the show. She's all set up, and apparently she says about $500,000 luxury touring bus that they have there at Red Hills in Tallahassee, Florida for the, I don't know if it's the officials of some sort. They have a couple of these huge touring buses, And that's where they put her up to record her show. She said it's very nice. So she's going to be joining us a little bit later in the show today to talk to us about Red Hills. And that's, of course, the horse trials. It's a three-star, I believe. And it's the first big horse trials of the season here in the United States. And she's down there for the eventing radio show. And thanks to Red Hills organizers, they invited her to come down and record the eventing show live each evening, sort of a wrap-up show. So she'll be coming to you at eventingradio.com. You can listen to her live show at 5 p.m. Eastern today, tomorrow, and Sunday. That's the first time, Jamie, that we're actually doing a live show from an event. So that's exciting, too.
That's amazing. And she's just getting it all warmed up for us when we go to Rolex, because you and I are going to be broadcasting in the morning from Rolex, and then Chris is going to be doing her live show. And as you recall, the eventing show is extremely popular and famous, because when you talk to somebody like Jimmy Wofford and you say, I work for the Horse Radio Network, and he goes, are you on the eventing show? And then you have to say, no, I'm not. I'm on the horses in the morning. Which one's that? I haven't heard of that one. I only know the eventing show. Yeah, so Chris is kind of a big deal, and so that's why she gets to go to Red Hills, but we're going to be at Rolex, whether
that's
they
right.
like it or not.
And we're a big
we'll
deal,
to
too.
Jimmy
we
Wofford
won an award.
Exactly.
We won an award, and she didn't. So there.
Yeah. Did she win a social media award? I don't think so.
Well, you know what else I just thought of? You know how the Western, Tammy and Alan are from the Western Radio Show, are always busting our chops.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Now, they didn't win an award either.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, Alan. Deal with that, baby. We have more Facebook friends than you, and we won an award. Ha!
I will have to say, too, I listened to the Western Radio Show this week, and I almost fell off my ball when Tammy announced that, and next time we get her on the phone, we're going to have to bust her chops about this. Our little Western, world champion, 150 times over, mounted shooter. I mean, this girl can shoot a fly off your nose at a dead gallop. She is the best of the best at that sport. And she and Western as could be, and she wears cowboy hats and have guns on them. Does that tell you something? Well, she bought a dressage saddle last week.
What?
I am not kidding.
No way.
Saddle. Don't tell anybody. She bought a dressage saddle. Like a Wintec dressage saddle.
That's, I'm going to have to listen to that show. The Western Radio Show actually goes dressage. I love it. Okay, now the next person to get it. I can see Tammy getting one because they're lightweight. They sit you deep in the saddle, comfortable. We got to get Alan one. That's going to be the big day.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Put Alan in the dressage saddle and make him go out there. He's always talking about getting me ride Western and have me run barrels and make money and all that kind of stuff. No, Alan, you're going to have to do some dressage in a dressage saddle. That'll be the greatest thing ever. And what's funny is I've never met Alan. Like, I don't know him personally at all, and I still think the visual is funny, and I couldn't tell you what he looks like. But it's going to be funny.
Alan is just what you would imagine. Alan is probably just what you would imagine. When I actually saw his picture,
yeah.
I've never met him in person either, and he works for me. But when I saw his picture, I just went, that's what I thought Alan would look like. And if you want to see what he looks
really?
Like, just go to alanmoorhead.com. And it's
okay.
M-O-O-R-H-E-A-D, alanmoorhead.com. And that's I think that's it. And you can see what he looks like. I'm pretty sure. Yep, that's him, alanmoorhead.com. He's just what you would picture. He's the mustache and the big cowboy hat, and he's a big guy. So,
yeah. Yep, that's him.
Isn't that what you pictured?
Yeah. That's exactly what I figured. So having him in a dressage saddle would be awesome, and that would probably never happen. So I don't even know why we're discussing it. Do we have our first guest on the line yet? Because I'm tired of giving Alan so much airtime.
No, we don't, actually. So let's do a commercial, and then we'll see if we can get our first guest on the line.
Okay, and if not, I'm going to talk to Jackie because she's currently listening in on our conversation and not even saying a word. It's kind of weird. Okay. The show today is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. And when horsemen were asked what they were looking for in a nutritional supplement for their horses, the answer was easy, one that is it's actually not an easy answer. I mean, it was a common answer, but the answer is affordable, effective, and scientifically proven. So it needs to be affordable. It needs to actually work, and it needs to have some research to back it up. And Kentucky Performance Products took that message to heart and developed supplements to meet those needs. Horses consuming limited grass due to a busy competition schedule or because of diet restrictions may not be getting enough natural vitamin E. And horses in rigorous training, seniors, broodmares, and stallions often require additional levels of vitamin E to meet their needs. So when you need to supplement with natural vitamin E, choose Elevate Maintenance Powder. Affordable, effective, and research-proven Elevate Maintenance Powder's vitamin E is nature's most powerful antioxidant, protecting your horse on the cellular level. To learn more about Elevate Maintenance Powder or any of their proven products, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
There you go. Thank you to Kentucky Performance Products. I'm sure they're mighty proud that they are part of an award-winning show. You know we're going to play that for all it's worth.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to add that to our opening.
It's like when a radio station, yeah, when they say, oh, it's a new show, the all-new 97.1 The River, and it's like been there for 4 years, we're going to say that, award-winning. It's like being an Academy Award winner. Yeah.
You know what?
For the rest
I like
of your
that.
Life, you can say that. Yeah,
we're going to add that to our opener for sure. Okay. Well, our first guest is on the line here. And as everybody that's listened to the Horse Radio Network for a period of time knows, I spent a lot of time at the Kentucky Horse Park last year. Samantha and I did the 2010 radio show, the show all about the World Equestrian Games. We did that show for 2 years before the games. And that, you know, required us to be over at the Kentucky Horse Park a lot. We were there for all 16 days of the World Equestrian Games. We covered every press conference, every opening of a new stadium, and we had a blast. It was so much fun, and it was hard to believe that when it was over, it was just like, okay, it's over. After 2 years of preparation, and for them too, you know, they actually got to breathe a little bit over there. Well, we wanted to connect with the Kentucky Horse Park to find out what is going on this year. What are they doing with the new stadiums? Are they getting new events in there? You know, what's the aftermath of the World Equestrian Games like? So we have Nicole Rivera on from the Kentucky Horse Park, and Nicole is in charge of special events. Hi, Nicole.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Well, we're glad that you could come on. We're going to be over at the Kentucky Horse Park, Jackie and I and Jennifer, for a lot of this weekend. We have an event to attend over there, so we're looking forward to being over there this weekend. So how has... First of all, what was the aftermath of WEG like? Was this winter just like, you know, you all got to breathe and take some vacation?
Well, no. We were actually about a month and a half behind in getting our Southern Lights put up. So we were scrambling to get those put up in time for the light show that starts about the third week in November.
Yeah, and it was great. We went to Southern Lights again this year like we always do, and it was a lot of fun. Well, I know that you guys, because of the new stadiums, the new brand-new indoor, the All-Tech Indoor Arena there, and your outdoor arena, the brand-new one, you have some new events that are coming in addition to, of course, I guess the biggie that's there every year is Rolex, which we just talked about we're going to be covering live this year. So what else is coming up that's new and exciting this year at the park?
Well, we've got several things. We do... We've got the National Horse Show coming in November, which is our biggest event that we can share this year. We also have the All-Tech Games, which is a legacy event to the World Equestrian Games, and that will happen in October.
That's in October, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And and are they talking about what that's going to be yet? Is it Western or English or both? Or?
Well, I'm not at liberty to discuss. We'll let All-Tech kind of handle that.
Okay, well, we can get them on the phone to talk about that, too.
Yeah.
But and I know that there's something else exciting, too, coming up during Rolex that has never happened before, and that's there's a reining event going on.
Yes, we've got an actual FEI five-star reining coming in, and then also the first world champion freestylist will be crowned for reining this year.
And that, And that's going to be the evenings. If I remember right, it's going to be like Friday and Saturday night, maybe, during Rolex?
That's correct. The freestyle will be on Saturday.
And if you haven't seen, Jamie, I think you haven't seen this yet. And I don't know, Jackie, have you ever seen Freestyle Reigning?
I didn't get to see the freestyle.
Oh, it is
no, me neither.
Oh, it is so much fun. Freestyle Reigning, they are hopping off and on the horses, and it's, you know, of course, they're playing great country music, and it's just so much fun to watch.
Is that, sure, would that be like where Stacey Westfall was on that horse, the black stallion that they have, and she was doing it to Tim McGraw's Live Like You Were Dying, and she's bridleless and saddleless, and she comes in the arena. If you haven't seen this, you got to go to YouTube and check out Stacey Westfall, Reigning, and check that out, because it is phenomenal. Bridleless, saddleless, she'll have you in tears. And is that Freestyle Reigning?
Yeah, that was one of the first times that was ever done, actually. That was the first time it was ever done in competition. And she hadn't warned the judges before she went in that she was going to be riding bridleless and saddleless. And the audience just went nuts, totally nuts during that. It was
amazing.
So, of course, now you have a lot of regular. You have like a the jumpers come in over the summer. And is this the year for Pony Club?
Yes, we do have Pony Club Festival, and that will be the third week in July. So we are very excited to have them back. They were supposed to be here last year, but with the World Equestrian Games, they held off an extra year for us. But we're happy to have them. We do have about 80 different equine events that we do over the year.
Wow. And now you
such
have
as?
More stables, more stalls, and more space to put everybody.
That's exactly right.
Now give us some examples of some of the stuff you have. You say you have 80. Like, what are some of the most off-the-wall ones that you can think of?
Well, off-the-wall, really off-the-wall. We've got
from
Pony Club.
Like all the sports.
Yeah, we've got Pony Club, Rodeo, Mounted Games, Hunter Jumper, Dressage,
You have the Briar Festival.
We do. We do have the Briar Fest this year.
Yeah, so, well, this is great. Where can people find the schedule and what's coming up at the horse park?
On our website, it's www.kyhorsepark.com. We are also getting ready to launch a new website that you can take a look at. You can get a link off of our website. But all of our events are on there.
All right, great. Well, thank you, Nicole, for joining us, and we're looking forward to spending some time this weekend out at the horse park.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Nicole. So that's the Kentucky Horse Park, America's Horse Park, and, you know, the new stadium over there, the indoor, is just beautiful, as well as the outdoor. And I'm sure this is about the time, actually, when they'll start putting up tents already for Rolex. They'll start that about a little over a month out. So they'll be doing that.
Glenn,
soon.
I'm sorry. I can't. I cannot say something. You did so great during that interview because she didn't want to tell you anything.
I know. I was trying
to
help.
Nothing. I'm sorry. And I couldn't really jump in because it was just all you, my friend.
I tried. I was starting to feel like I was the promotion department for the Kentucky Horse Park there for a minute.
Those Southern Life and Meat, yeah, and you have this, and you guys have this, and you have this, and then when she wasn't at liberty to discuss, I just couldn't take it anymore. Good job. You did great.
I got to say, guys, I'm so excited about hearing about the Reigning at Rolex. I've never been down to Rolex. I was very seriously considering coming down over the weekend, but now I'm completely sold because that Reigning on top of the cross country, that's like the greatest combination ever.
It is going to be.
You have not been to Rolex before, and you live in Ohio?
I know.
Okay. You are seriously, you are going, and you've got to do the Jennings Tour. Because
the
Rolex
tour,
is not complete. Yeah, because we have to do a specific event.
What,
on
every
certain
bar
days.
In Lexington? Or what?
Listen, just because we go to Cheapside on Saturday night. We may visit a certain bar on Saturday night, but that's not the point. The point is, on Friday, you go to dressage in the morning, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then Friday afternoon, because you can't really get there on Wednesday typically, you know, Thursday, but you can take Friday off and make it 3 day weekend. So you get there Friday morning, you go to some dressage. On Friday afternoon, at 1 o'clock, the first race goes off at Keeneland, and it's closing day at Keeneland. Yeah, so it's the last race day, so there's a big, really big stakes races. It is just a blast. So you stay at Keeneland all day long. You catch a taxi ride home.
But you have to wear your great big hat, guys. You can't go unless you wear your great big fancy hats like they do at Keeneland.
Oh, no, you got to get dressed. But, see, usually what happens is when I lived in Atlanta, I would have to drive to Keeneland that day. So I would drive from Atlanta straight to Keeneland and then throw on a dress and a hat in the parking lot. After I parked, there's nothing like trying to, pull off a pair of jeans while you're sitting in the hatchback of your car, you know, like trying to not let anybody see you as you're throwing on a bra because you can't drive with a bra on. And then you get all the way up there, you go through that whole thing, it becomes a big party. And then after the races are over, you stay there because there's simulcast racing and everybody heads to the bar. It's way fun. And then Saturday, of course, you get there really early. You start at fence number one and you walk all the way through the cross-country course as people are jumping it. Saturday night, you go to the bar, Cheapside, and then Sunday, of course, show jumping after a hearty breakfast at what used to be Sam's, but now we need a new breakfast place because Sam's is really bad. Did you follow that?
I am so in.
There's a group of us. Now, what we are going to try to do at some point is usually on Sunday mornings following our breakfast at Sam's, we try to go visit one really nice farm. And I did get a couple years ago, I got to go meet Big Brown. So it's going to be tough to top that. But if I have to stalk Zenyatta and like creep down the driveway at Lane's End Farm to get a glimpse of her, I will. Don't think I won't.
Just when they arrest you, just tell them, I'm from that award-winning show. You can't arrest. You know who I am.
Maybe that'll be the greatest blog post ever.
Well, and it'll make a great show. And as long as the Horse Radio Network is willing to pay my bond, I'm good. I can do that. And Jackie's going to be with us, and she probably knows lawyers and stuff. So we're pretty good. We're good.
Ooh. I do. My barn owner is actually a lawyer.
See?
Well, that's
we're
good.
Good.
We're going to need that.
Perfect.
If we keep letting Jamie to go on the road with us, I think we're going to be meeting the lawyer more than once. That's what I'm concerned about.
It's all in fun, Glenn. It's all in fun. But you got to live. You know, you got to live.
Oh, is it Friday or what? You know, you were thinking yesterday was Friday. And really ready for it to be. did the in-laws, they're gone now, by the way? The
in-laws are gone, but I just looked at our Facebook page, and Rebecca posted on our Facebook page, Happy Friday, everyone. But I got to tell you, Rebecca is one of my students, and she came last night, and she did want me to tell you about this because it is just that important to wear your helmet. Rebecca lost her horse riding virginity last night. She had her first fall.
Oh, no.
Now,
wait a minute. Are we supposed to clap at that, or what do we do with the first fall?
No, you need to have your first fall. It's very necessary.
You have to, because then you don't fear the second one is bad, because you've got the first one over with. She got up, she dusted herself off, and she got back on the horse. And I'm really proud of her, and she did a really good job. And way to go, Rebecca. You did great.
All right.
So another
then,
day, Winnie.
Then she is not this anymore.
Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire.
So we can't play that for her anymore.
Well, she probably is a little black and blue today. But I want to tell you that the she did hit her head when she fell, because she kind of fell on her butt and back. But then, like, the head hits the ground. And, you know, that's the reason you wear your helmet. She said from that moment forward, she will never, ever sit on a horse without a helmet. And I said, well, I wouldn't have let you anyway. But, yeah, from now on, if somebody says, hey, ride my horse, it's like when I went to the rein cutting lesson and the cowboys made fun of me for wearing my helmet. I'm like, wait a second. You want me to sit on this sucker that's going to weave back and forth while chasing a buffalo, and I'm not going to wear a helmet? Yeah, dream on. Make fun of me all you want. But you
I've got a great picture for you, Jamie. I keep my horse at a Western quarter horse barn, and one day they said, "Hey, Jackie, do you want to try out one of our Western pleasure horses?" Which I've never done. I'm like, "Hold on, let me go get my helmet." And I'm in my breeches, my boots, my little English spurs, my helmet, and they stick their big old Western round spurs underneath my English ones and toss me up on this Western pleasure horse, and I try to ride. So hilarious.
That is phenomenally impressive.
It was hilarious. And I was so bad at it. I was so bad at it.
I doubt it. You've got a good seat, right?
Hard. It's totally different because you have to sit really still and your stirrups are way long and you've got this big old bulky saddle and you can't touch it in the mouth. These horses are spur trained, so instead of pulling back on the reins or sitting down deep to stop, you actually squeeze them with your legs. And so everything was counterintuitive and I totally couldn't do it. It was so hard.
Yeah, it teaches you to leave your horse alone.
I never expected Western pleasure to be hard.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, I'm just looking at the Facebook page here, too, and I'm going to try and do this. Jamie has a – I'm going to put her on the spot this morning. What the heck? It's Friday. Uh-oh. Jamie has this strange – and if you didn't listen to one of our shows last year, you wouldn't know this. She has this strange ability to do something that not too many people can do. And I'm going to give her a minute to get ready and prepare to do it. She can recite all 50 states in like 12 seconds. Well, I'm going to try and recite the first names of everybody who has posted a congratulations on our page for us being the award-winning Horses in the Morning. I'm going to do that, and then Jamie can prepare to do hers. And I'm going to try and do this right now. All right, ready? Kim, Jen, Barry, Samuku, Jen, Sarah, Dawn, Cheryl, Rick, Deborah, Karen, Lisa, Equisketch, Phyllis, and Sarah. Thank you so much for all of your congratulations on our page this morning. And now you're going to hear Jamie recite all 50 states. Was it 12 seconds or 20 seconds? I forget.
Listen, first of all, you're completely messing it up. It is all 50 states in alphabetical order in under, like, 22 seconds. However, what I would like to recite is all the people that when you posted yesterday that Zenyatta was, yes, truly in full. 30-something people posted they like your post. So basically a congratulations to Zenyatta on our Facebook page. Did you see that? It was like the top story all day long.
All right, so you're going to recite all the first names of them?
Okay. Kim, Nancy, Cheryl, Rebecca, Lauren, Cindy, Caitlin, Donna, Tanya, Tony, Judy, Alyssa, Emma, Kim, Patty, Susie, Karen, Kelly, Cassie, Rachel, Linda, Caitlin, Megan, Roxanne, Angela, Jackie, Diane, Crystal, Laura, Katie, Julie, Marque, Dawn, Paula, Tally, Abby, Lisa, and Trish.
Yay!
So thanks
you
to all of those
it.
Guys. And my scroll thing wasn't keeping up with my mouth.
I find it shocking that that there's something that can't keep up with how fast you talk. That's just shocking. Hey, today's song is brought to you by Pocket Stable. Pocket Stable is the only iPhone app that's been created for horse owners who want to keep all of their information, including vaccines, wormings, farrier and dentist visits, together and easily accessible. You can also track weight and get reminders of important events like vaccines, wormings, and farrier visits. Find Pocket Stable on the App Store, on your iPhone, or visit them at PocketStable.com. And I know Jamie uses that and enjoys it and finds it very helpful. Well, I thought today we would play a song by one of Jackie's good friends. And you know who I'm talking about, right, Jackie?
I do.
And tell them who the song is going to be by.
Templeton Thompson.
That's right. Today's song is by Templeton Thompson. You can buy all of her music at templetonthompson.com. And today is one of my favorite. Yeah?
I thought Templeton was, like, my best friend. Apparently, she's better friends with Jackie than me. That's fine. I love Templeton.
Everybody's best friend, Jamie.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. That is true.
All right, just checking. Just checking. Go ahead.
Okay. My favorite one of her songs is Cowgirl Creed.
She said, I can do that. It wouldn't take nothing but a whole lot of heart, iron, will, and gumption. I'll just use what the good Lord gave me. So don't call me honey, and don't call me baby.
With Templeton Thompson, apparently a friend of everybody. I actually thought she was my best friend because I met her first. But
I've never met her, but I feel that strong connection. And I totally follow her on Facebook and follow her on Twitter and I look at her website. Yeah, so yeah, we're best friends.
Do you think people can tell that we're just vamping and we had absolutely nothing planned? We have no news. It's just like one of those Fridays. Do you think they can tell?
Well, you know, Glenn, let's give the people a little behind the scenes because clearly Regarding Horses is going to post it anyway, that this is a colossal waste of time because we were supposed to have a guest on from the Kentucky Horse Park.
Now be nice.
Who is going to fill 20 to 25
now be nice,
minutes
be nice.
On what's going
Actually,
on
what
in the park.
What happened this morning is we Jennifer and Jackie so kindly went out to help our friend Darcy after the accident last night with the barn. So that was kind of unplanned, and they got back just before showtime, but they were out helping her get the horses done so she could get back to her boyfriend, who is one herding puppy this morning. So that's and I was trying to get the sound file, and actually I just kept playing it over and over and over again that we won. So, you know, it wasted a lot of time, and then I wasn't ready, and, you know, it was just one of those days.
What does that have to do with me? How about that? all right. Do we have Megan on the line? Because I do have a news story
yes,
that I actually think is pretty crazy. So I've got a couple, and if we have to fill more time before Megan comes on, I can definitely kill some time. And by the way, I love the Kentucky Horse
Megan's
Park.
There.
It's my favorite place in the world.
Oh, Megan's there, so we don't have to hear the story.
I'm here, but I can be silent for a while if you want to get that news story out.
Well, we should say
no,
Megan's back,
it.
Our intern that we love so much. Yay, Megan! Megan's from the Chronicle of the Horse, and they're here. She's here with the Friday Chronicle Report. And there's another thing we didn't have any preparation for because we have no idea what Megan's going to talk about today.
Yeah, well, I was just actually picked up my phone and I said, oh, I might have actually forgotten that I was coming on with you guys today, but I've got plenty of stuff to talk about.
Okay, good, good. And
that's
Lisa's
great.
Out covering
that's
the event,
perfect.
I guess.
Yeah, Lisa is, she's at the Hits Desert Circuit wrap-up. So she's in California.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, it is tough, you're right. especially because the weather here in Middlebury has been anything but beautiful. And she, I'm just looking right now that she's got some great pictures up on the website. And she said the beautiful weather out there and, you know, all these kind of things. And I was like, well, we're underwater. It's a bit soggy here. We got some hard rain and there's a lot of standing water around. Luckily, there's so many horse people out here that most people drive SUVs and trucks. So there's no big problem. There's not a lot of sports cars running around on those back roads.
Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, I was just going to say, before we get into your news, we have to congratulate the Chronicle for also winning a social media award. Good job.
Yes. Well, thank you.
I have to ask you, who was in the video, the acceptance video? That girl didn't say her name. Was that you?
That was me.
Was it really?
It was me. Yeah, actually, it's kind of funny because I hadn't been here when for the period of time that they would have judged, the social media. But then the intern that was here before me, she kind of extended her stay here. And so she was the one that made the video, and she's like, Megan, come on, you got to make the video. And I was like, what? How did I get pulled into this? She was like, just because. So I went up there, but it was kind of random for me to accept it only because I just started, and I wasn't responsible for any of the good deeds that had been done and all the good social media work. But still, I was happy to make the video. So.
Which award did you guys win? You won the best...
Best Use of Social Media by Magazine International.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is your last name Blackburn?
It is.
Okay. This is awesome because you actually have the front page story on the Chronicle of the Horse website. Hello, that's a big deal for an intern. I think you're lying. You're not an intern. This is awesome.
Yeah.
And, Glenn, I would like to point out that the last line of the headlining article written by Megan Blackburn is the internet radio program Horses in the Morning will dedicate a show to the winners of the ESMAs on Monday, March 14th. What up? Giving us the mention. Yeah, Megan.
Yeah, I gave you guys a shout out. So, because I'm
well,
so
well,
article.
Guys, hold on one second because I think through the power of new media and technology, very shortly, hopefully, you're going to hear. I'm going to embarrass Megan because you're going to hear her.
After a round of inter-office high fives, it is with gratitude and honor that I accept this award on behalf of the Chronicle. After 74 years of being your go-to source for equestrian news, we now know that you're probably too busy feeding, mucking, or causing a ruckus on our online forum.
I love that.
To search for news yourself. So we work hard to find the best articles, blog posts, videos, and photos, and make sure that they end up on your home pages, in your news feeds, and, of course, find their way to your heart. So we thank you, voter.
Wow, isn't that sweet? And I love that. Make a ruckus on our forums.
Yeah, well, you know, our forums are popular, so there is always a ruckus going on there. So
that's true.
And people, and I mean, with people are there all the time, so I don't even know if they have horses. If they are feeding and mucking, they might just be staying on the forums the entire day. So, there's interesting stuff on there, and occasionally it gets, you know, there's a bit of an uproar, but it's a good source to see what everyone's talking about, and luckily it's coming from our website, so hopefully that leads people to look at what else we've got on the website. So, like, to this morning, we've got we're really low in the office right now this weekend, last weekend, and our managing editor, Sarah Leeser, is in Florida. She's at the World Dressage Masters. So her story is up about Stefan and Ravel's big win last night, their record-setting win. I don't know if you guys heard about that. Did you?
Tell us about it. No, we haven't announced that yet.
Yeah, because the World Dressage Masters, of course, started yesterday, and they basically they won the Grand Prix portion of it with the highest score that they've ever had. So it was an 80.87%, and it's his highest CDI score to date. So, and you know, this was their first big competition after the WEG in Lexington and stuff. So it was. And then we've got the rest of it today. It starts, I guess, at 1:30. The USCF network is actually streaming it live online. So hopefully I'm going to try to watch some of that on the computer. But then they've got the freestyle is at, kind of think, I think this evening at 7:30. And then I guess the Grand Prix special starts this afternoon at 1:30. So that's where Sarah is. And then we have our senior editor, Kat, she just left, I guess, this morning for Red Hills for the event down there. And then I said earlier that Lisa is in California. So we're out and about getting that news.
Yeah, I guess so. But I got to tell you, an 80% on a dressage score, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, well... I'm sure there's a video up. I haven't had a chance to watch a video yet, but you know, I think that obviously he said he was delighted, but I think that would be an understatement, you know, to get a score like that. I would probably be jumping for joy and probably crying at some point. So
delighted. Hey, so check this out. I'll have to update you because I actually have a dressage show this weekend.
Okay, where
is it? It's just going to be a little dressage schooling show up the street from my house. But I'm taking this horse in training level one, but his owner is 73 years old. You guys should do
wow.
a story about her. 73 years old, and she is going into her first horse show ever. This
Aww,
is her first
nice.
Ever. This is, and it's a horse that she has had for many, many years, has sold 5 times, given away 6 times. She couldn't get rid of him. He kept coming back because nobody could deal with him. And she and I started working together about 2 years ago. Other trainers told her to put the horse to sleep. That's how difficult he was. And I don't know. We just connected together. We connected with him and He is going in his first horse show with her. She's going to do intro level A and B on Sunday morning. So
and then you're going to take him in training?
Yeah, I'll take him in training. I took him in a show a couple months ago, his first one, and to see Mary Lou, I take this horse in that, you know, she couldn't get rid of. Everybody told her to put down. And he goes in and he does 2 very accurate dressage tests. The first test I came out, she grabbed the reins from me and started walking away. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? She was sobbing. She was
Aww.
So happy. I know. It was awesome. So,
well, that
you
is
know,
actually, that's a great story. There's a lot of, you know, levels to that, right? I mean, you got her age, and then the fact that that horse keeps coming back is a good story like that. Where is she based?
We're here in Phoenix.
She's here in Phoenix.
Yeah, so
wow.
it's just a really neat story, and
it's a good
the fact
human
that she.
Story.
Yeah, the fact that she at 73 is doing her first dressage test, and she has been practicing every day, working incredibly hard, and I'm just so excited for her. And you know, that 80 score is impressive. I told her, I said, I just want to start and finish inside the arena. That's our goal.
right.
Aim high. So you know,
obviously, Stefan has worked his entire life to get that score. So you know, small steps when you're starting out. Small steps, small victories.
Yeah, Stefan who? He's not 73 doing his first show, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I wanted to say, too, that I just noticed Susan posted on Facebook You can take calls for listeners if you're running out of things to say. Listeners can always call anytime. We always take listener calls, but we are going to have a little time here. If you want to call and congratulate us, we would love to hear that. 347-637-3238. You can give us a call right now if you would like to call and congratulate us. If you're calling for anything else, then don't call. Just if you're calling to congratulate us, that would
oh,
be great.
Oh, shut up.
Hey,
call and complain. We don't care.
No, we don't care. We really don't care. But I have to say that Horse and Hound, you know, that your cohorts, the ones who do your kind of thing over in England, they're really the Chronicle of England, or you guys are the Horse and Hound of the United States. I'm not sure which that was. I guess maybe they came first. I'm not sure. But they just posted about us winning and that they're going to be on our show on Monday. So,
well, we did it first.
That's true. You did. We got the rivalry going here.
First. I'm naturally competitive. Don't challenge me to something like that.
Ooh.
But no, they did a great job. I think they won two awards. Horse and Hound did.
Yeah, they did actually.
But
whatever.
Yeah.
We would have gone head to head if we'd have been in the same category. So no, but they do a good job. You know, every morning I come in and I told the global equine world out there that on the internet, and always has interesting stuff up, but whether it's, you know, from their Twitter or their Facebook, so they do
so
a
you
good
steal
job.
Stuff you steal stuff
no
from
no
them.
There's
cool.
No
I've
stealing involved. It's just like if you work for the Washington Post, you know, of course you come in and read the Washington Post, but you have to, you know, read what else is going on out there in the world. You gotta stay up to date. You can never
hey,
done the work. Yes.
I wanted to ask you, have you been following, and you guys are covering this extensively, and have you been following the whole brouhaha over the chef to keep for eventing here in the United States? Have you been following
yes.
that personally? I know that the Chronicle has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually was the one that spoke to David O'Connor the day that that came out.
Awesome. I said, what's up, intern? That's awesome. You're getting all the big interviews.
Yeah, so, but it is, yeah, it's definitely, it is on the forefront of topics of discussion on everywhere. People responding to it, Facebook and then on our forums, and even just, you know, we have several different bloggers, and like Jenny Brannigan, for example, you know, she wrote something. So, you know, I know a lot of people were surprised maybe by, you know, the two that were shortlisted. And, but, you know, I think that actually they just sent out, they had the open forum at Red Hills yesterday, I believe. So there are some additional questions might be answered by Leslie and David, and maybe people have some better understanding because they did the open forum with the long listed applicants.
Yeah.
So,
well, hey guys, actually, I see here that Chris is calling in from Red Hills right now, and I don't know if she knows anything about that, but while we're talking about it, and of course Chris is the host of the Eventing Radio Show, let's find out from her. Did you hear anything about the meeting yesterday, Chris?
What issue were you talking about? I've never heard of anything of this. You lie.
I imagine there's some conversation down there.
Actually, no, you just caught me. I just stepped out of the spa. I'm on the way to the pool. And hold on a minute, James. I can't take the drink right now.
Red Hills is
no,
bad
I'm on
night,
the air.
Huh?
We can do the massage. After 11 o'clock's fine. I'll come back for the massage. Sorry. What?
Do I pay
oh
you, Craig?
Guys, what did you send me down here for, Glenn?
Yeah, I was just saying, do I pay you to do this? Or I'm just checking. I don't remember.
Well, I'm kind of set up here. I look like I know what I'm doing. And we are going to be broadcasting, of course, live between 5 and 6. On the Eventing Radio Show. So I'll get the spa and the massage and the bathing. It's a great view of the ocean from here, guys. It's in the 70s. And so far, not too bad. I mean, we're not dealing with issues of the sport, of course. We're dealing with the,
you know, the environment and, you know, the things that really matter to us.
Did you notice?
You're just
that
enjoying
when people,
yourself.
Yeah, do you notice when people go to Florida, they forget about the rest of the world? It's like life doesn't exist when they go to
that
Florida.
That happens when you're trying to relax and enjoy yourself.
You're supposed to
I think
be
that's
working.
Actually the point. That's actually the point.
So Megan was here struggling, trying to tell us about what went on yesterday at the meeting, and Chris is down there, and look, she won't even answer her question. I got to tell you.
Well, I wasn't there firsthand, so I couldn't give you any of the dirt, but I'm sure that there's going to be some, you know, we'll report it once we know it.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It's ongoing. I mean, it's going through the process of U.S. Equestrian Federation's machinery, and, you know, everyone's getting a chance to put in their two pennies worth, and you're not going to please everybody on an issue like this. It's not the first time we've had this happen in the sport, and, of course, it's more difficult in this country than anywhere else in the world when it comes to the combination of sport and politics. So you really have to stand back and look at this and not get too engrossed in the actual personalities, because everyone has an opinion, and nobody's, you know, you're not going to come away with this, something like this, as contentious as this is, pleasing everybody. And, you know, there's a lot of personalities involved and a lot of preferences too, but the forum yesterday was to hear everybody's opinion, for people to have the chance to talk. You know, we got John Long down here and Jim Wolfe and Sally Ike and amongst others from the USEF. And the riders had a chance to speak. It was 2 hours. It was a long time. People were getting cold and having their having to listen to David O'Connor give his opinions and his present his case, and also Leslie Law, of course. But those were the only two that made presentations from the riders, because they're the only two that are shortlisted. But there are others from the floor, of course, that spoke on the issue. And it's ongoing. We'll follow it. We'll follow it to its ultimate conclusion. And and yes, as I said, I just have to come back to that, you know, it will be contentious, because you can't please everybody, and there are people that are favored and there are people less favored. And at the end of the day, it's a very, very big responsibility to be chef of any team, to be chef technical advisor of any team anywhere in the world. So you're always going to have the clash of politics and sport, and we'll watch it shake down.
All right. Well, let's more importantly, the real reason you're down there is to cover the Red Hills Horse Trials, and I assume Chronicle must have somebody there, huh, Megan?
Yeah, Kat's down there.
Oh, Kat's down there? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Chris, what's it like? We were looking on their website, and they have some of the most beautiful jumps. Of course, it's Florida. You know, it's pretty anyway. But tell us a little bit about Red Hills and what it's like.
Well, Red Hills is set in a wonderful wildlife park of the Eleanor Clapp Phipps, and don't ask me to say that fast. Park in just outside Tallahassee. You know, there's a lot of history there. There's a lot of wildlife preservation and historical preservation within the grounds, the 120 acres here. The course, of course, is set by Hugh Lockhart. It used to be set by Mark Phillips, and it's now set by Hugh Lockhart, and he's built tracks now for 6 divisions. We've got 3 international and 3 national divisions, the CIC 1, 2, and 3 star, and the prelim, open, intermediate, and advanced. And dressage, of course, started this morning. So we've got a full day of competition here in the dressage arenas, and then they'll be out on the course tomorrow of cross country, and finally show jumping on Sunday. So it's going to be a very, very busy weekend. This is always a very popular event, because the organizers and the volunteers and the community, the guests behind this event, is fantastic. I mean, it's well known around the country for the incredible support it gets from the Tallahassee community, and a huge list of volunteers, and they had a party for them last night welcoming them all. I think there's something like 200 volunteers. We're going to be hearing from the organizers in the show this afternoon. We're also going to be hearing from the original organizers, Sally Orsley and Sylvia Oakes, who the two grand dams of Red Hills, we'd like to call them, who started all this and now take a back seat, still involved, but they take a back seat. And they've watched this event mature over the years to what it is, as one of the most popular opening events of the season.
Well, and it's no better place to do that than where you are right now, getting your massage by the ocean.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice way to start the day, and as I said, it's warming up here beautifully. It's going to be in the mid 70s today, tomorrow.
Has there been rain down there?
We had a thunderstorm come through here on Wednesday, which dampened things down. They needed the rain, so it came through beautifully, and then they've had some winds to dry it. So it's absolutely perfect conditions, perfect footing.
Yeah, the footing should be
great
for Saturday.
We've got a lot of sand footing here. Yeah, it dries up very quickly on the sand footing here. Mm-hmm. And then we've got, you know, warming up. Weather's going to change from the northwest to the southeast over the next couple of days. So it's going to be perfect conditions, and we'll expect a large crowd coming here on the weekend.
Now, I did tell everybody earlier in the show that they put you up in some shabby trailer in the back of the property.
I'll send you a photograph, Glenn, of the accommodations that we have to host the show down here. It's very, very, it's nice. It's nice. I'm just looking at a chair. What's that?
I said it's meager and sad, isn't it? Terrible.
Yeah. You wouldn't enjoy it, Jamie. I know you like the sport of eventing, but this would be a hardship for you. So that's why Glenn sent me down.
Yeah, that was nice of him. Now, I got to ask you, Chris, have you been out on cross country? Have you seen the courses yet? Have you done any walking or anything?
No, that's good. No, I'll have to do that later because I had to set up this morning for us here in our little shack in the corner of the field.
For your massage? Liar.
Yeah, I had to get my swim in and the massage.
Your mani pedi.
Sorry, somebody's trying to bring me a Dakari. It's too early, isn't it? 10:15.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, so, walk the course, take some pictures of the jumps, because I think I saw one that looked like almost like a grass hut teepee with a hole in the middle that the horses had to gallop through and jump. So I want a specific rundown of that fence, plus the other ridiculous ones that are out there. And we do appreciate you being a part of the show. I think this is going to go down in the history of the funniest Chris Stafford interview of all time.
You guys have a great show.
And you can listen to Chris live today and tomorrow and Sunday. Just go to eventingradio.com, click on the link that says listen to the show, and that'll be at 5 p.m. Eastern time today. And we're looking forward to hearing the reports every night for our first live coverage from a show like that. Thank you for being the guinea pig, Chris.
You bet. Bye, guys.
That's
sad. It's a hardship. It's a hardship what she's going through. Now, tell us exactly. She's in some like souped up tour bus.
Yeah, it's like a million. She described it this way yesterday. She said they put me in a room in what looks like a rock star's $1 million tour bus. She said, "You're not going to believe this."
She better send photos. Awesome. That would be rather interesting to see.
She always gets the biggest guests. You know, she always gets these top name riders and athletes. I guess they're going to be able to do the show in comfort today. So, Megan, we appreciate you, you know, sticking through that and putting up with us on Fridays.
No problem.
If you ever get sick of working at that Chronicle place, you just come down here and intern with the Horse Radio Network, okay?
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
It's a non-paid position.
Yeah, it is a non-paid position.
Yeah, we're going to pay as much as the Chronicle.
I appreciate that anyway. And I'm always happy to be a guest.
Well, you are from Lexington, right? Didn't I remember
You're
that?
You're right, actually, and I'm going to be home next weekend. My sister's expecting a baby, so... we're doing a baby shower down there, so I'll be home for the first time in a little while. If I have some extra time, maybe I'll find out where you guys are headquartered.
Okay, that'll be great. You're always happy to stop by and visit us here on the show, Megan.
Well, that's fantastic because I enjoy myself.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much. You have a great weekend. And send you someplace warm next week.
I'm headed to Wellington at the end of the month, so I can't complain.
Oh, no, that's not too bad. Bye, Megan.
All right, bye.
Poor Jackie. I think she's over there writing away, you know, telling all of our secrets and, you know.
Better watch out.
Is Jackie nice the intern day. For the day?
Yeah, Jackie's
Jackie, are you are you the intern for the day? So, because what I read is that
sitting. I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah, you're supposed
yeah,
to pick up his dry cleaning at
but
10.
Not
dry cleaning at 10. Then he needs his mani-pedi around 11. So if you could just bring the stuff in and do his mani-pedi in the living room, that would be great. This is the intern position, so you signed up for this role when you decided to stay at their house.
Well,
that's what happened
you know,
to me.
The only thing I really do is coffee, and Glenn doesn't drink coffee, so I think he's out of luck.
You're fired.
I was drinking a swig of tea when you said that, Jamie, and I almost spit it all over the computer.
Oh, boy. This has been a fun day. If you guys, Jackie, if you want to listen to a really good radio show, go listen to yesterday's show, because that would be the one you would like to read up after. So if anybody missed yesterday's show and you haven't turned this one off yet, just go listen to yesterday. That was a better one. right about that one.
Here, before we say goodbye, remember that Monday we have our very special episode with tons of guests about the Social Media Awards, and we have Rhea and we have Liam and the whole gang on. It should be a lot of fun. First time we're ever doing something like that, so that should be fun. But before we sign off, in case you've forgotten and don't have this in your head anymore.
There was no telling what was to be.
Okay, I just wanted to help everybody through the weekend there, you know, have that in their head.
Hold on, we gotta sing the chorus together.
Destiny smiled on that street
right on.
She grew up and became Zenyatta.
You too, Jackie.
Everybody watched when she spread her wings. And now she's the queen of the board of kings. Zenyatta,
Zenyatta, Zenyatta.
Zenyatta, Zenyatta, you hear the crowd yell. Zenyatta, Zenyatta, everyone says, we love you, Zenyatta, and good luck today.
I don't hear Jackie.
The paddock is crowded.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah?
It's all about her.
Jackie's not at liberty to discuss that, okay?
There you go. Now I just wanted to make everybody's weekend by having Zenyatta, Zenyatta. You know, Jennifer,
Zenyatta,
I have
Zenyatta.
Never heard her sing on the show before. She did really well earlier.
Yeah, she's going to join me in more of the singing.
A duet, yeah. All right, let's say goodbye
Chinese.
To everybody. You can listen to all of our shows on the Horse Radio Network. Catch Chris tonight live and catch her all over the weekend live. We'll be back again Monday morning with the special Equestrian Social Media Awards special episode, Monday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern. Don't forget, you change your clocks forward, so Jamie has to get up so much earlier to do our show next week. She's going to be in a wonderful mood Monday morning.
Is that this weekend?
Yes.
I'm not at liberty to discuss what I'm going to do on Monday.
Maybe I think you need to go back to pretending yesterday was Friday.
Oh, man, I wish it was. All right, if you missed the live show, you can listen to the recorded version on our website, affiliate websites, iTunes. You never need to miss an episode. We will be back on Monday morning. Jackie, thank you so much for being a fantastic part of our show this morning, the best part, actually. So say goodbye, Jackie.
Goodbye, Jackie.
Say goodbye, Glenn.
Goodbye, Glenn. Have a great weekend, everybody. As Rebecca says, wear your helmet.